All right, J.C. Zolna is with us. He is a class action attorney, and J.C. is going to do something good for humanity here, which is the thing I like the most, and that is you're taking on the towing in Chicago, right?
Correct.
And this, first of all, we have to deal with the private tow people, right, with Linkin Park Pirates and things like that that have been in the news. But what you're dealing with is actually how the city handles the vehicles, right?
Correct. This has to do with how the city wrote its own ordinance so it could take vehicles away from people who have unpaid ticket debt.
And right, just on the street. You don't have to necessarily be in a no parking zone. They just can come see that instead of booting, right, or this is post-boot?
They boot and then tow.
Right.
So, correct. You're not parked illegally. These cars pose no safety hazard. They're parked illegally. They're not part of a crime or anything. The vehicle owners just happen to have at least two unpaid parking tickets, and the city comes by, slaps the boot on. You have 24 hours to pay up, which includes now doubling the fines and a boot tow and
right.
all that,
mm-hmm.
or they take your car away.
Actually, I just got a parking ticket for the first time in a long time because I got that parking app and I use it all the time. And I'm so paranoid about it because I have PTSD from when I was younger and I had shoeboxes full of tickets, the old yellow tickets that we had in the city that you didn't have to pay. But every once in a while, you'd find the boot on your car. And that was, oh, man, there's no worse feeling in the world than that. But what's interesting in your lawsuit, and I think is fascinating, is that the city can tow your car, take your car, impound your car, scrap your car, right? And you can't get paid for it.
You don't get a dime. That's correct. And just to give you an example, our plaintiff had a car that he had a $17,000 loan on,
mm-hmm.
Practically brand new. It was a 2006 Nissan Sentra. It was towed in 2018. He only had a handful of tickets, but because they doubled and everything, it was somewhere in the nature of $500, $600. He just couldn't afford to pay
right.
that amount of money. In fact, he told me this morning he had to decide whether he makes his car payment that week or that month or pay the city of Chicago these parking tickets. And he decided to pay the bank. And what happened was the city booted his car. He couldn't pay to get the boot off. Then they towed it. He couldn't pay the towing and fee, the towing storage fees, and all the other charges.
Right.
So they
just keeps racking up.
They just keep racking. Once your car is booted, it's kind of like it's like good night. Once you get booted and towed, the fees just start. The clock starts, ticking, and the register's ringing, and the fees and costs just go up every
day. Exponential.
Yeah. So what ended up happening is that they took his car, the $17,000 car, and kept it. And he was left with nothing. It didn't even go towards his ticket debt.
He still owed the tickets.
He still owed the tickets.
Well, what did they do with the car?
Well, that's the interesting thing in all of this. What they typically do in most cases is they'll sell it, usually to their towing vendor.
And this is the city of Chicago doing this.
The city of Chicago will sell it, but not for fair market value, but for scrap value. So they sold the $17,000 car.
Which was in running condition.
It was in excellent condition.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a brand new car. They sold it to their towing vendor for $204. So what the city's really doing is they're taking people's cars and they're using it to pay for their towing vendor. Because the vendors themselves don't get paid a whole lot for towing a car. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 per tow. So they're not making a ton of money.
But they get to keep the cars.
But they know every car they tow, there's a very good chance that these people are not going to be able to come up with what usually is at least $1,000 in a matter of days.
Yeah.
They'll get to keep the car.
And then do whatever they want.
They could sell it, auction it off, keep everything.
Well, it's interesting because if they sell it, I mean, they would make a lot more money if they auctioned it off than selling it for scrap. If it's a working vehicle, one has to wonder what kind of paperwork inaccuracies there could possibly be there in terms of where the cars actually go. Do we know?
We don't, but hopefully that's something we'll be able to find out in this lawsuit.
I think I think you're going to find some interesting things there because I don't know why.
But we will.
I don't know why you would scrap a car, or I mean, you could sell it to a scrap person, but is that really where it's going? I mean, that is a very interesting. Yeah.
Well, they sell it for scrap value.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So the company who's taking possession of the vehicle can do whatever they want with it. They could use it for their own personal vehicle if they wanted to.
Right.
But more often than not, I'm assuming, I don't know.
Or sell it for $14,000.
They might sell it, I'm assuming. I don't know for how much.
There's something so incredibly deeply dirty about this. I just don't know. I don't know where it even begins. All right. So this is a law on the books. And this is, how long has this been going on?
Forever. I mean, this is the city wrote its own ordinance that authorized itself to take these cars for as little as 2 unpaid parking tickets.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And so to finish my story, so I got a parking ticket last week, and I got home, and I look on the it's been a long time, and it was downtown. I used the app. I went over by 5 minutes on the app. And it's my fault. I take full responsibility. $70. And if I didn't pay it off within, 5 days, I think, it went up to $140. So you can see how that can go.
Yeah, that's one of the cheaper ones. I mean, they're $100 and $200 in some cases for these tickets. And they double pretty quickly. So yes, if you get one or two of these and they double, you got situations where people are having to decide between whether they pay their rent for the month or pay the city of Chicago because they were 5 minutes late for, you know, the parking meter.
So how easy it is to just lose your car to the city of Chicago.
It really is. And really, it's really unquestionable that this is harming people with lower incomes. Because if you're not paying your tickets, you know, the city will call them all sorts of names. They call them deadbeats and scofflaws and all that. They're not. I know these people. They're hardworking people. They just can't afford the exorbitant fees and fines that the city is hitting these people with. And taking their car away from them isn't going to help the situation. It's not going to help the city make any more money. It's just going to make someone, you know, lose their most prized asset. And in often cases, that prevents them from, you know, working or going to school, et cetera. It causes a cascade of problems for people.
So a lot of people would hear this and go, well, then just don't get the tickets. Okay, I understand that. But then it's sort of like the death penalty for jaywalking. You know, it's like there's the result here does not match the crime. You got two parking tickets, and let's say it's $100 a ticket, so you owe the city $200, and then 5 days later it's $400, and then you haven't paid it, and it takes it probably to get into the system a couple of weeks before they start booting you, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then you get the boot, and then you can't pay. Now you're up because, you got a boot fee, you got a release fee, and all those other things. And then it's like, okay, I don't know what we're going to do. And then, boom, the thing gets taken. I'm a city to the city pounds over here?
One of the city pounds.
Yeah. So they go to the city pound. They you go there. You see the snarling Rottweiler at the gate, right? And then you turn around, there's nothing you do, and now you're over $1,000. That does seem like it would be almost impossible to climb back out of that.
Yeah, and I think your example, the crime doesn't fit the punishment. People make mistakes, right? They miss their parking meter by 5 minutes. They might roll through a red light when they're turning right. If someone says they haven't done that, I won't believe them for a minute.
Right.
People make mistakes driving and parking. And it takes as little as two tickets. If you were late 5 minutes on your parking meter twice, that's in your case it was $70. And if those fines double, it's $140. You have two tickets, that's $280. Right. And then you get the boot fee, that's another $100. The tow fee, $150. $35 a day for storage. It really quickly adds up to, in most cases that I've seen, just with two tickets, you're going to be looking at close to $1,000 that they're forcing people to come up with in a very short period of time before they take your car away for good.
And this has been on the books for how long, do you know? J.C. Zolman, attorney.
As long as the city's been adjudicating these types of parking tickets.
All right. Quickly, let's talk to Frank. He's got a question for us. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, I have a question. I'm a rideshare driver, so I'm driving people to retrieve their cars all the time.
Yeah.
And I understand that the city has to have a large inventory of cars that have been booted and towed and are stored. But how is it the city legally can sell off your vehicle if it doesn't belong to the city of Chicago and it belongs to a financial institution?
Right. How, if it's got a title, how do they sell it?
Well,
great question, Frank.
They do notify any lien holder. So the bank, for example, would have the opportunity to come in and retrieve it, but they'd have to pay all the fines and everything too to get the car.
And banks are just letting that go?
Sometimes they do. I've seen the banks actually come in and retrieve the vehicle. Other times they don't. In this case, they did not. The bank did not retrieve the vehicle, and that's why it was scrapped.
All right. J.C. Zolna is the attorney on this class action case against the city of Chicago. Myron M. Cherry and Associates is the law firm. We'll keep tabs on this. It's very interesting stuff.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Coming up, we have more details in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Kim Gordon of the situation in Milwaukee.